Okay, welcome to Chapter 5, The Power of Reframing. In yesterday's lesson, we read two stories about reframing. In one, a rabbi reframed the inconvenience of being called out in the middle of the night. In another, a little boy came to understand that while rain prevents his outdoor play, it enables the earth to provide fruits and vegetables. In both cases, we might see the challenge to which reframing is applied to be somewhat trivial. No one likes being awakened in the middle of the night, and no one likes rain to ruin his plans. Yet, most people can make peace with these events. Nevertheless, Chovos HaLevavos presents reframing as a central part to our betachon, that the reader might identify it as the main thrust of the entire sefer. He provides examples. Sleep, which seems like a period of total inactivity, a waste of precious time, is a gift that enables us to be more productive during our waking hours. Another example, drawn from the Torah, is when David HaMelech wondered about benefits the spiders provide to the world. To him, they seem to do nothing more than create cobwebs in the corners of the palace. However, when David was forced to flee from Shaul, Hashem saved him by sending a team of spiders to spin webs at the entrance of a cave where he was hiding. Shaul saw the mass of unbroken webs and deduced that David could not have entered the cave. By teaching us to reframe, the Chovos HaLevavos gives us an exercise we can do many times a day, every day, in even the most mundane situations, to strengthen our trust in God's loving, beneficial supervision of our life. Then, when major challenges arise in life, we have within us the most powerful resource, in fact, the only resource that can carry us through. When we learn this lesson from a modern-day example, Mrs. Natalie Cohen, a great woman from the Syrian community who recently passed away, related the following incident. While Natalie was undergoing treatment in the hospital, a woman asked if she was Jewish. Natalie answered that she was. "Are you also Jewish?" Natalie asked. The woman says she was Jewish, but not observant. "When I look around and see the way God has acted, look at what he has done to you. I just can't serve such a God," the woman explained. Natalie deftly steered the conversation to the recent outbreak of measles and asked the woman if she had vaccinated her children. The woman replied vehemently that, of course, she had. Natalie asked, "Isn't it painful? Why do you vaccinate? Doesn't it hurt the child?" The woman said, "It is important and necessary, even if it's painful." Natalie pointed out that Hashem also believed in vaccinations. Whatever Hashem, her father, put her through might be painful, but she knew that, like a vaccination, was for her benefit. I have a friend, his name is Lavi Greenspan. When he was 18 years old, he had a procedure, and unfortunately, part of the result was that he was caused to go blind. And recently, somebody asked him if he was upset at Hashem. Hashem made him go blind. It's not very nice. And Lavi answered in the same venue, the same mind frame that Miss Natalie Cohen did. He said, "I can never be upset at Hashem, because whatever Hashem does to me, it's for the best. And I may not understand that, but I know that He knows this is what I need right now. And Mirat Hashem, when Mashiach comes, I'll be able to say, 'Thank you, Hashem, because I know that that was the best thing.'" These are very big levels, and not one that I'm professing to be at. But Lavi, who I know very closely and dearly, this is real. And for him, this is the reality of how life is. And at least we have people like this who we can read about and learn about and strive to be like. And hopefully that'll help us realize that it's an attainable level, even if right now it may be seemingly far away. But it's a real level. The people we know today are actually at. Let us continue striving to get to that level. Let us reframe our minds and recognize that anything that happens is the best. Have an amazing day.